Welcome Joan McCarthy to our committee. Joan will be replacing and doing the job of Jane Brown, who did a fantastic job. And they say that she left big shoes to fill. I think Jane left a great example to follow.
Yes, she did.
And we're going to do very, very well. And we're going to start as a subcommittee. So let's bring up Assemblymember Adams. SB 1486 exempts individuals who transport up to 50 gallons of inedible grease from a fee. So, Mr. Adams, please present.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much, Chairman and Senator. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. I am here to present AB 1846, a bill that would eliminate a fee for individuals who are transporting inedible kitchen grease for non-commercial purposes. This bill arose as a consequence of a young man, in fact, in my district, who was attempting to use inedible kitchen grease to fuel his diesel-powered Mercedes, an older version that still ran on that. And he had started a club that had allowed other people to have the same ability to do so, and the club was an attractive offer for people who were not willing to pay $4.50 a gallon for gasoline. It is an incredibly environmentally friendly approach to powering a vehicle, as it doesn't create any new use of oil or oil production, as it uses pre-existing sources. And in an effort to try to help him, he came to me with a request that we please reduce the fee from what had just been raised to $300 back down to the $75 that he was accustomed to paying and had been the case for many years. I had contacted the department to ask them if they could carve out an exception for them to enable them to have non-commercial users remain at the $75 fee instead of being raised to the $300 fee, and the department essentially told me no, that they had statutory authority to go forward with the $300, and in response to that I said, okay, then we'll just introduce legislation and remove the fee completely. So that's the bill that I bring for you, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have, and I would ask for an aye vote on it.
Okay. Is there anybody here to testify in support of AB 1846? Please come forward.
Good morning. My name is Manuela Rumsey, and I am a proponent of AB 1846. I'm not associated with any trade group or anything of the sort. I'm a private individual, and I am also very much an enthusiast of recycled vegetable oil for use as an alternative fuel, for all of the reasons that Assemblymember Adams just cited. Also, if I may, though, I'd like just to take a moment and let you know that if you survey the blogs and the chat forums and so on the internet, you'll find that these enforcement fees and all of the other sorts of regulatory hurdles that need to be jumped over to be able to use oil to collect it and use it and so on are considerable disincentives for people who truly have California's air quality and environment at heart. So this would be a remarkable step forward in removing some of those barriers and encouraging better compliance on the part of individuals who really want to do well by the environment and by our economy.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support? Anybody here in opposition to AB 1846? Questions of the committee? Senator Kuehl, any questions? No questions? Okay. We're here as a subcommittee. Assemblymember, I'll make the motion once we have a quorum here, and we'll move this bill forward. If you'd like to close briefly, we'd appreciate that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, and I appreciate your support of this environmentally friendly bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Assemblymember. Thank you for coming to testify today. Next, Mr. Huffman, Assemblyman Huffman, let's come right up. And we're operating as a subcommittee, so as soon as our members show up, we'll vote on your bills. You can start off with AB 541 if you'd like.
Super. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. If you had asked me a year ago, or even 2 years ago almost, when this bill started, if I would be sitting here presenting you with a bill on genetic engineering and agriculture supported by both the Farm Bureau and the environmental community, I would have...
Something's wrong with the bill.
Yeah. And I will grant you that the bill we are considering today is a very modest step. But nonetheless, through some I think, very constructive meetings and discussions and a lot of good faith work by all parties during this time. We have done what I didn't think was possible. We've identified some points of consensus, and that's really what you see before you in this bill. AB 541 would do two basic things. One, it would protect innocent farmers from unfair patent infringement proceedings brought against them by the patent holder for genetically modified seeds. And second, it creates a process whereby manufacturers of these patented genetically engineered products have to go through in order to get access to a farmer's land and to do testing for the presence of their proprietary crop on that farmer's field. So we've come a long way, and I would ask for your aye vote to keep us moving.
Thank you very much. Witnesses support.
Oh, yes. We have some minor author's amendments. Okay. My commitment since this bill left the Assembly Ag Committee has been to only accept amendments from this point on that are agreed to by both sides. We've got a very fragile agreement that we've been able to reach, and the sides have been working great together. So the amendments you see are supported by both sides.
Fantastic. In support.
Mr. Chairman, members, Pete Price representing the Genetic Engineering Policy Project, which is a coalition of 15 agricultural, environmental, faith, retail organizations that all have an interest in making sure that if, as genetic engineered plants move forward in California, that farmers, particularly farmers who aren't using the material, aren't adversely affected if their crop is, if the presence of the GE material is found in their crop. And that's what this bill is about. It was much broader at one point, but we've narrowed it down to this issue of trying to protect innocent farmers when, through no fault of their own, their crop becomes includes the presence of this material. So we do have support, no opposition. I'd ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support of this bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the California Cotton Growers and Ginners Association, and today was asked to speak on behalf of the California Farm Bureau Federation. Both organizations in support of the bill. Appreciate the efforts of Mr. Huffman and bringing both sides together. And while it is a modest bill, we do believe it's a very important step in the right direction, protecting farmers, but continuing to allow this technology to be used in the state when farmers see it necessary. So we appreciate, again, the efforts of the committee and the author, and ask for a yes vote today.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support? Anybody in opposition? Questions, Senator Kuhl? You okay with the amendments? Okay. You may close, Mr. Huffman.
Request your aye vote. Thank
okay.
You.
We are operating as a subcommittee. I'll make the motion to move this bill forward as amended. We'll move it forward. Thanks for working with
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let's do the next one, which is AB 2765, pest eradication.
Right. This bill involves a little pest that you may have heard about called the light brown apple moth. And I happen to represent two of the counties that have been affected by the proposed eradication program. And I introduced this bill primarily in response to one part of that eradication program, and that is the proposal in some areas to do aerial spraying over entire urban areas, entire neighborhoods to eradicate the pest. And I think one of the problems, one of the reasons there's been such a firestorm of opposition, and in my brief time in the legislature, I've never seen anything like it in my district, is that the department used what we refer to as the DAD principle, decide, announce, and defend, instead of really having a meaningful process where they conducted a public hearing, where they seriously explored alternatives, where they sought public health assurances from independent public health officials in advance, where they anticipated some of these problems because they actually sought feedback before decisions were made. So the process was backward, I believe, and I think that's a big part of why there's been such fallout and such incredible public resistance. So this bill, I think, goes a long way towards restoring a meaningful process and hopefully greater public confidence in our pest eradication programs. What it basically says is that before you decide to aerially spray pesticides over urban areas, you've got to do three things. The first is you've got to hold at least one public hearing in the affected areas where you receive testimony, where you explore alternatives to aerial spraying. The second is you have to disclose everything that's in the spray that you're proposing to use. And then finally, you have to receive some assurances about the human and environmental health safety of what's being proposed. It's a pretty simple formula, I think, for a much improved public process, and I've enjoyed bipartisan support so far and would respectfully request your aye vote.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Before we go to witnesses, I'd like to establish a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Maldonado.
Here.
DeChaney.
Here.
Denham. Flores. Kuehl.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum, so please, briefly.
Chairman, members of the committee, thank you. My name is Paul Shriobsky. I'm the State Director of Pesticide Watch and Pesticide Watch Education Fund. Chairman, I think you have firsthand experience with folks in your district that experienced effects from aerial pesticide spraying. So you know many of the concerns. We've now reached over 28,000 people that have signed a petition and concerns around the lack of information around pesticide spraying, over 30 cities and counties that have signed a petition, our past resolutions asking for greater disclosure and public process around aerial pesticide spraying. So clearly the public concern is there. We're talking about pesticide spraying over large urban communities, and this is just a particularly unusual circumstance. We deserve better information, better disclosure, a better public process for those communities when spraying is to take place. So we would ask respectfully for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support of this bill? Anybody here in opposition to this bill? Questions of the committee members? The bill has been moved.
There are not at this time. I am going to be working on one specific amendment before this bill arrives at EQ, and that is to make consistent with John Laird's parallel bill the language involving disclosure of ingredients in the pesticide formulation.
Okay. Thank you for that. Seeing no, there's a motion. Secretary, call the roll on this bill.
Maldonado.
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. DeChaney.
No.
DeChaney, aye. Denham. Flores, Kuehl, Kuehl, aye.
Okay, that bill is out 3-0, and we'll wait for a couple minutes for Senator Flores and Senator Denham. Let's do AB 541 by Assemblyman Huffman. Please, there's a motion. Call the roll on that bill.
Maldonado.
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. DeChaney.
Did you take
the amendment? Yes, he did. It was amended.
Aye.
DeChaney, aye. Denham, Flores, Kuehl, Kuehl, aye.
Okay, that bill has three votes and it's out. Thank you very much, Assembly Member.
Thank you, Senators.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put that on call.
We'll put those two on call. And
also the consent.
Yep. 1846, there's a motion by Adams, by Senator Kuehl. There's a motion on 1846. Let's call the roll on that.
And that is due pass to environmental quality.
That is correct.
Okay. Maldonado.
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. DeChaney.
Aye.
DeChaney, aye. Denham. Flores. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye.
Okay, that bill has three votes. It's out. We'll put it on call for a bit. And there's a motion by Senator DeChaney on the consent calendar. Let's move the consent calendar.
Consent calendar, due pass to consent. Maldonado?
Yes.
Maldonado, aye. DeChaney?
Aye.
DeChaney, aye. Denham? Flores? Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye.
And the consent is out. We'll leave it on call for a bit. 3-0. And thank you, Senator Kuehl, for being here. And thank you, Senator DeChaney. And have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No problem. Have a great weekend. And
Secretary call the roll?
Denham. Flores.
Is this 541?
Yep. Okay. Let's go to item number 3.
3-0, then it's out.
3-0, I'm sorry, yeah. AB 541 is out by Huffman, 3-0. Let's go to item number 3 by Assemblymember Adams, AB 1846. That bill was moved by Senator Kuehl. It has 3 votes. Secretary, call the absent members.
Denham.
Aye.
Denham, aye. Flores.
Okay. AB 1846 by Adams is out, 4-0. And let's go to the next item, item number 4. That would be AB 2765 by Huffman, pest eradication. That was also moved by Kuehl. It has 3 votes. Secretary, call the roll.
Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Flores.
Okay. AB 2765 is 3-1. That bill is out. And that concludes our
ag hearing.
Fantastic job, Joan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
That concludes the Senate Ag hearing today. Have a great weekend.